Hello and welcome to this special edition of The Golfing Mind. When the podcast began over 2 years ago, the intention was to share tips on a weekly basis on the mental game of golf. Over time, the podcast has evolved to a more general look at golf, its history, its future, the current state, the professional game, anything that relates to golf as we players and spectators are engaged with it is what we do. And we always try, where possible, to return to the roots, which was the mental game. And as today, because we are recording a sort of one-off special, which is going to celebrate, or I hope bring a lot of attention to that one aspect of the game, which causes so many people so much grief. And if you've ever been afflicted with the yips, be it the putting yips, the chipping yips, or the driving yips, you'll know exactly not only how destructive it can be, but how terrifying it can be when you suddenly have a clutch shot that involves that one area of your game where you just feel as though you don't have any control. So I thought today, as we go into the summer season, I would share with you a short lesson I put together and make it available in today's podcast. So that's it. Also, I thought I'd mention that for the next couple of weeks, there will only be one or two podcasts coming out. Rather than every week, it'll probably be every fortnight. And that's really because my co-hosts and myself will be traveling a great deal in August. And to get us all together in one place at one time would take more logistical planning than the first trip to the moon, which I actually believe happened. I was talking to someone the other day who thinks the moon landings were all a hoax or a conspiracy, and the fact we've not been back since demonstrates the technology back then could not have done it, and lots of theories. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So what I'd like to do is to give you a short 15 minute take on the yips. If that's your problem, I think you're going to enjoy what comes next. Throughout the course of my learning and my teaching career in the mental game of golf, there are a number of problems people get, and you know, primarily they are confidence-related problems. You know, when you lose your confidence in the putting green, for example, you just can't have any belief in your ability to putt well. When you lose your confidence on the tee, getting the ball onto the fairway becomes a sort of a Herculean task. But of all the problems that people have come to me with, the one which I think is the single most destructive problem, and the one which I've seen be the cause of people give up the game, is the yips. Now, historically, yipping was always seen as being a putting thing. You know, on the green, you get ready to putt and you kind of freeze over the ball and then you jerk the club back and you jerk the club through. And the people I know who have the yips would say to me that it was involuntarily, you know, the involuntary yip action is something they had no control over. And it really got me to thinking, because I decided I needed to look into this in some detail. So off I went to do my research. And what was really interesting, and the thing which gave me the greatest surprise, was that they did medical research into it. And because the people who have the yips say they've no control, so what they're saying it is an involuntary muscular twitch. And the research from the physiologists and the medical experts concluded that wasn't the case. So the yip was a voluntary thing, but the people believed it to be involuntary. So that by believing it to be involuntary, they believed they had no control over it. So in today's podcast, I want to give what I think is probably the most sort of, I don't want to say the best advice, but this has been the most efficacious, the most efficient. So when I've met people who've had the yips, sometimes at the end of our session together, they have no longer got the yips. And so that's it. Now, the thing about the yips also, you can have the bunker yips, you can have the T-box yips, the short iron yips. So even though people always think of the yips as something that happens in the putting green, that's not strictly true. You can have the yips anywhere. So what I'd like to do today is give you three, what I think not only are quick, but I believe in many cases permanent fixes for the yips. The first thing we need to do is to accept that there is a problem. It sounds a bit like being an alcoholic or drug addict. Admit you have a problem. The problem with the yips is the fear it induces in most players is something they try to ignore. And I remember playing with a fellow once who told me he had really bad yips. And I remember on the first or second green thinking, well, I'll watch what's going on here. And he got up to the putter, and particularly in the shorter putts, and he just froze over it. Then he closed his eyes and there was this jab. It wasn't a stroke. It was a little twitch of the hands. And he'd look at me as much as to say, you see, what can I do? Well, I said to him, there's a lot you can do. The first thing we need to do is to stop being afraid. So with the yips, the first thing I tell people to do is to do not be attached to the outcome of the shot. Because from my experience, it's the fear of missing or the fear of an awful putt, which sort of almost becomes, well, it does become the dominant thought. So at an unconscious level, they don't want that to happen. So they try to get the putt over with as quickly as possible, but they're still a bit afraid to pull the club head back. Now, how does this work for us? Well, it's very simple. If you're going through the yip with any club, your driver, your sand wedge, whatever it is, I don't want you to hesitate about playing the shot. Hesitation is the time for sort of, as I call, mental regurgitation. If you're going to stand over the shot, trust me, you will not have an empty mind. And to borrow from the title of my books, you won't have a silent mind either. Your mind's going to be racing, and the thoughts they're going to be racing with are negative thoughts that will have almost a strong neural connection to fear or adrenaline surge in your body. So now you've gone from being as relaxed as you might be to being as tense as impossible. And once the muscles get tense and stiff, they're going to jerk. And that's really it. You're going to have a jerky muscle because of the tension. The tension is trying to find a way out of the body. And look, there's very famous stories that Ben Hogan, towards the end of his career, couldn't pull the putter back, allegedly. You know, one time he's playing in a tournament when the guy he was playing with walked up and said, would you just get on and hit your shot? And afterwards, Hogan said, thank you, because the guy recognized he was frozen. So delaying to play the shot is the best thing you can do with the yips. Now, you're going to say to me, what happens if that doesn't fix it? It's not going to fix it instantly or immediately, but the next two or three or four holes, you will see a definite reduction in the tension, and that's what we're trying to get rid of. So delay is the worst thing you can do. Hesitating, that's the first thing. The second thing, and if you listen to these podcasts regularly, you'll have heard me say this regularly, it's your attitude of expectation, and it has to be positive, upbeat, and hopeful, not negative, downbeat, and hopeless. Let me put it in context. You have a 3-foot putt. If you're tense, you're going to think, oh, I'm probably going to miss this. Oh, God, I'm going to miss this and I'm going to look stupid. Oh, so that's negative thinking. As opposed to looking at the 3-foot putt and saying to yourself, 3-foot putt, I'm going to make this. And if you don't make it, be surprised. And it comes down to another thing. When you're confident, you're relaxed. When you're positive, you're more relaxed. Your heart rate drops, your breathing rate drops, and the muscles in your body lose that tension. And for me, any yipping is about hesitation and tension. And to get rid of the tension, we need to do, as I've mentioned earlier, have a much more positive expectation on the outcome. As I say to most golfers I work with, you know, putts under 10 feet, you should expect to make them and be surprised when you miss. Don't expect to miss them and be surprised when they go in. And the third and final thing to with the yips, and this is for people who have got it really badly, is tell yourself, this too shall pass. You know, people who say, I gave up the game because my yips were so bad, only need to look at Bernhard Langer. Bernhard Langer, who's still playing the most phenomenal golf for his age in the seniors tour, overcame the yips 3 times in his life. And if you look at his career, the putters he used, the techniques he used, the broom handle, the long putter, the short putter, the reverse grip, the claw grip. I mean, he probably invented grips. But he never gave up on believing that he would overcome. And that, for me, is a very important part of the fix. So if you've got the yips with any club, the 3 things I want you to do is not to hesitate over any shot. If anything, just take the shot a little faster than normal. Sure, you're going to have some yips. Sure, you're going to hit shots you don't like. But the more you train yourself not to hesitate, the less time you have to think and tighten up. The second thing, an attitude of positivity or an expectation of good things or good outcomes. Doesn't guarantee it, but it helps you relax and takes the tension out of your muscles. And the third thing is, you know, it will pass. Now, it may not pass in time for you to win the club championship or the next, the Open Championship, but it will pass. I don't know anyone who's had the yips their entire life. I know people who've said to me, but I've never known people who had the absolute yips. Now, someone's going to write to me and tell me their Uncle George did. I'm not going to dispute that. But the notion that the yips with any club is something that is like irreparable or unsolvable or unfixable or your destiny is just bogus thinking. It's nonsense. It's stupid. And I really, when I talk to people who tell me, I've sliced all my life, I said, look, there's a reason you slice. There's a reason you hook. There's a reason you top the ball. There's a reason you hit it thin or fat. There's a reason you yip. So it's not a mental condition. You haven't got a predisposition due to brain cells malfunctioning. You don't have fast twitch muscles in your arm that are operating independent of a neural pathway from your brain. So this notion that there is no cure is just this. Why? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, but I wanted to do this as a special, a one-off special, and I hope it's for those of you who have had the yips or got the yips, I hope you will take to heart those 3 key points. And I honestly can tell you, I have met people who by the end of a round of golf had got rid of that putting yip just by following that process. But it comes down to one final, really, really. How many times can I say really without you thinking I'm saying it too often? I'm going to say it 3 times. It comes down to one really, really, really important thing. And it's this one word, believe. You got to believe it's possible. You've got to believe that it can be done. You've got to believe you can do it. You've got to believe in your ability to overcome. Because once you believe, you'll act in accordance with that visualized or subconsciously imagined belief. You'll try and fit the belief congruently to your actions. And I've seen this time and time again. And that's it. Anyway, this is a one-off special. If you are really keen to improve your mental game, please sign up for Silent Mind Golf. There's a link in the podcast, and you can do a 13-week online program. And I can promise you, the difference it'll make to your game will be transformational. And people who have done it have written to me, telling me they've won club championships, got the handicap down dramatically, and are enjoying the golf more than ever. So master the mind, and the other parts will follow on. Until we meet again, play great golf. All the best.